And I don't want other people trying to tell me what I do and I don't do.
Madam Chairman?
Yes.
I'm just wondering, you know, when we send things on that email commission dashboard at NOL.org, that only goes to the commission members, so I don't really see the real problem there.
Why don't we, how about this, Dorothy? We just don't respond. We send new, you know, it's, I mean, it's just kind of, it just saves a second, since, you know, you can put the commission board on your address book, so if we don't respond and we just send new emails, then it's not gonna get hooked to anything. It's gonna be a new return address or new address each time, and that's
A new address each time.
That sounds reasonable to me.
That we just don't respond, we send new
A new message.
A new message, yeah, because then it gets out to the public, and then they think it's their responsibility to bring it to a public meeting and try to make a controversy out of nothing.
Yeah, nobody wants their private correspondence read out loud in public, and by just sending new emails.
Some think they need to take it upon themselves to do that.
Well, I think though, by sending, if we just agree, we'll send new emails. I mean, it's really not a bad practice probably anyway, because we just send new emails, and that'll be the way we correspond from now on, an email. Instead of respond to an email, we'll just send a new one.
That sounds more responsible to me.
Okay, if we send a new one, then we need to make sure that it's clear what it is about. Because there have been times when I've received, you know, new emails from somebody that may have come in a day after I sent something, and it's just, you know, it's as if I know what it is that it's being talked about, and I will look on the rest of it to see, that's what they're responding to.
I will headline, you know, the topic of conversation, because I simply, sometimes things are going on in my own personal life, I don't have time to check my emails every day. Fritz had two major surgeries in the last couple months. I had a daughter-in-law who died, and I just don't always have time to check
emails. Well, it's easy to include the old correspondence. You just do Control A, and then it's got all the old one, and then put your new message on top. I mean, that's one way of doing it too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Copy and paste.
Okay, so having discussed that, will that work for you, Dorothy, rather than sending things in print?
Okay. I need to think about that for a while, because right now, quite frankly, I'm quite angry.
Well, she can, but as far as for board interaction, we've agreed how we'll do it, and that's how we'll do it.
Okay. I just don't want to, you know, I don't want to do something that is not what I'm expected to do. I mean, I truly did not understand what was said, you know, in May to mean that I was supposed to be sending things to you in print. I truly misunderstood that, because I've been continuing to send emails, and you've been continuing to send them back to me, you know, inquiring about things or whatever. So I thought what you had said was that you would send things in print.
Okay, yes.
But I didn't need to do that.
I was warned ahead of time about the meeting today that I was going to be attacked. And so if one board member knew about it, I assume all the board members knew it.
Well, that's a risky business.
You.
Because
that's
no,
right.
I didn't. I did not have any idea, Dorothy. I mean, I really, assumptions are always a risky business, and I suggest
assumptions,
not do them.
See, I just think it's so amazing. We put in our policy and procedures to how staff is to treat clients. But staff can turn around and treat each other like crap. And I think that's so, so unprofessional and so unethical.
Well, I guess I have...
If I bring up a topic, they have right freedom of speech, but if a staff person would do that to a client, it's not. It's not professional and it's not respectful. So when do human beings in one text treat people with respect and in another way they can treat them disrespectful?
Well, I don't...
I think this is the most unprofessional organization I've ever seen.
Well, I don't think that anybody has...
You constantly... Constantly, Barb, if anybody makes a comment, you're so busy talking, you never listen. And I've told you that before.
I concede that I've heard that before. I do try to listen. I apologize for interrupting.
And so I think I'm owed an apology by staff person. There's certain standards, you know, we're to have for how they treat the clients, but they can treat, staff can treat the board any way they want to because they have freedom of speech. And I think it's, you know, time that everybody start treating other people with respect. You can have differences of opinion, but it doesn't have to be an all-out, you know, wrestle in the mud and everything else. If Pearl chooses not to put a reprimand in Fatosha's file, so be it. But the comment she sent out in email was not professional. It was inappropriate. She does not have the right to treat a board member in the manner she did. It came from a commission computer, so I assume she was representing the commission staff and the commission management. If she was doing it as an individual, it should have came from her own individual computer at home. I wanted to keep this private between Pearl and me. I was going to call her on Monday. But now everybody seems they have a right to try to confront me and make me look bad in front of the public. So be it. I'll bring it out in public then.
Are you finished?
For the minute.
Okay, yes.
Do we need a break? I think secretary needs
okay.
Public meeting, but.
It is about 13 after 2.
5 minutes would be plenty.
Okay, we will reconvene in 5 minutes.
Thank you.
You know, and anybody who ever needs a...
He escaped, and right, I'll let him escape.
Okay.
Some fake...
Dan, are you ready?
I am, yes.
Hubert, is the
running
machine
this.
Ready? Okay. And Pearl?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, we're going to continue. One of the things that that I haven't paid attention to a lot today is, you know, toward the end here, is our time frames. I will do better about that next time. And, you know, we have dispersed the public comment periods. They did have time frames also, and I have not really paid attention to those either. I will do better on that next time.
Madam Chairman?
Yes.
I'd really like to comment that I don't think that, you know, it's to say you'll do better sort of sounds like it's your fault we're not on time. And I really respect the fact that this board allows the public time, you know, and doesn't just cut it off at a certain minute. And it is very difficult to identify ahead of time how many minutes. So I just want to say that, you know, it's all of us have a responsibility to participate in the timeframes, and I appreciate that the board understands that sometimes what one might guess would be the right amount isn't necessarily always. So I think that's a very valuable thing.
Well, I appreciate that, and, you know, and we really have tried to be responsive, and it has always been difficult for me to, in any capacity that I'm in a leadership role, to cut off comments from people who have come to participate. I believe strongly in participation, and so that is really something that that we'll continue to try to do. But I also know that people have schedules that they want to meet, and if they want to be here for a specific part of things and then they come and we haven't got there yet or whatever, then that can be difficult too. So I'll try to continue to strike the balance. And you guys out there, I'm sure you'll let me know, and I'm sure that the other board members will let me know whether we're doing it in a way that is tolerable. The next item on the agenda is meeting of commissioners and staff. We did meet with the staff in 2003. It's now 2004. And, you know, when we had a lot of the communication about meeting places and that sort of thing, it seems like we need to do more planning ahead, like way ahead, yes. As far as setting dates and times and that kind of thing. But I think that it is a good idea for us to meet with staff, to have an opportunity to interact at a staff meeting, and not always have staff interact with us at a commission board meeting specifically. And so, you know, it seems like we haven't done that for a while. And we had that communication that talked about how the one of the staff meetings for next year was going to be in the first week in April.
Yes, is there April anymore? 5th, 6th, and 7th.
And so I was wondering if we want to, this far ahead of time, make a commitment to that. Silence is not always golden.
I think that's a good idea.
Well, we had a board meeting last time. Does that work as far as staff? I mean, if we take out a morning, or I guess the staff did for the most part attend the board meeting last time when we met with the staff.
I think that's an excellent idea.
If I remember right, there was the option of doing that in the morning, and then we met with the staff during its meeting in the afternoon.
Right.
That's what we did before.
I might tell you that probably at this point it looks like the staff meeting will be in Columbus. We don't have confirmed that we can go there and that the New World Inn is available, but that's what we're looking at.
Last time we did it at the beginning of the staff meeting, do you have enough, firmed in the schedule to know whether that would be a
The possible? Fact that we don't have the schedule set up yet, so it's wide open. That's why I would say probably we can make work if the board decides it would like to have a I guess the thing I should, when we compute in the cost of a state staff meeting and decide, where we're going to have it and all that good stuff. For example, we often started at 1 o'clock on the first day, which means we're assuming the people are traveling in that morning, with a few exceptions. But if there were, in fact, a board meeting scheduled that morning, then pretty much, not everyone, Lincoln and, I don't know. Anyway, a lot more people would have to stay the night before. So, we can make work whatever we need to make work. That just is another factor that we have to consider.
Excuse me, Parag didn't hear. When is the next state staff meeting?
April 5th, 6th, and 7th. of 2005. So, what do you think? Board people.
About
B-O-A-R-D.
About going to Columbus in April for a board meeting and meeting with the staff, or do you want to keep them separate, or?
I think it would be a good idea to combine them personally.
I do too, it's more efficient, cost-effective.
Mm-hmm.
If that's possible.
Sure. I don't know what the, you know, what the, well, I don't know. It was... Would it be better for us to meet at one end or the other of the staff meeting? Is that what you would be thinking would be most workable, or?
Yes, because the staff meeting itself, although the exact schedule isn't set yet, we do have in mind training that we want to provide. Our staff meetings are always packed with topics we need to discuss, programmatic issues, training we provide, and so on. And so it would be really important to let that still happen, and then, and if a board meeting were going to be combined with it, that the board meeting either be before or after. Now, another way to do it would be just to, you know, encourage you to attend state staff meetings, you know, and to attend as a group, but not necessarily for you to conduct your business, but for you to be a part of and see what all is goes on at a state staff. I mean, I think either one has value.
Well, that's an idea too.
Now, I did get dates. There are just a few dates in 05 that this building is available on Saturdays. And so I brought that list in case that impacts your decision. Normally the board meets in February and May, and of course early April's right in the middle of that, but you know, that might be a factor you'd want to consider.
Okay, and that is further down on the agenda, so if we mm-hmm. deal with that now, it's not, I mean, that's fine.
Right.
And we won't deal with it then.
Right.
So, what are the Saturdays that this building is?
Well, I guess I have to say I asked for February, May, August, and November. So,
okay.
So I didn't ask for April, but February 12th and 26th, May 14th and 28th, August 13th and 27th. November 12th and 26th.
Okay.
My thought would be the April 4th, instead of doing a board meeting, we just go there. We have one of the things that are scheduled for that is meet the commissioners. Maybe we could stay for that whole afternoon. Maybe do they generally have a lunch the first day?
No. Well, we could.
Yeah, maybe do a lunch and then a meet the commissioners right afterwards, and then we could just spend the afternoon, and then, because I think, since that's, I'm assuming that's a Monday, or is that a Tuesday?
It's a Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Oh, the 4th is a Tuesday?
The 5th is a Tuesday.
Yeah. 5th is Tuesday.
And that's the first day that the staff
April 5th.
So saying that we don't combine the two, the board meeting. We just come meet with the staff.
Yeah.
Or go to Columbus and meet with it.
Just like for one day? Is that what
well, now the afternoon.
Just the afternoon type thing?
Because it's only half day commission meeting that day, right? Or half day staff meeting?
Yeah. Right. But you'd be welcome to, I mean, you're welcome to attend any of our meetings or programs. You know, and if you just want to be able to hear the kinds of thoughts and things people are thinking about and considerations, that's, you're always welcome.
Okay.
So whatever you got planned that afternoon, the 5th, we could stay and participate in and...
And, I mean, if that was the plan, we could also schedule it such that, you know, as you said, I think the very first part would be, you know, communication between the commissioners and the staff.
Yeah.
And then we could maybe have some that would be of interest to you all that might be one of our first things.
And then I would vote February 26th of those February dates.
If we, then, so then we would be in February, we'd be here in Lincoln, right?
Right, if we're going around the...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and so if we were going to, to meet in Lincoln in February, sometimes we meet in Lincoln in February and in August, or sometimes we go someplace else in August. What do we, because it seems like if we could get two dates, if we're going to meet in Lincoln twice next year, if we were to do that, so that, because those dates aren't going to, I mean, they're the ones that are there right now, but...
Yeah.
Right.
We need to get them fixed.
And actually, where are we meeting in November? Is that...
This year, Omaha.
Omaha.
Okay. And we have the stuff from Michelle, you know, that said she got room 127.
That's right. Thank you. So Omaha, November, February 26th.
Yeah.
Lincoln.
And then do we want to do May or August? Well, if we do February in Lincoln, we wouldn't want to do May in Lincoln.
If we did...
we could do either August or November.
If we want to take it on the road, I would say not May, because that always interferes with graduations.
Yeah.
And
that's true.
So if we did May in Omaha, August in Alliance, I'm just kidding, in November...
You get your jet ready.
And then November back in Lincoln?
Yeah. So maybe August we could, well... We could say that that's going to be our road trip and decide where the next, you know, we got plenty of time since we're going to take it on the road. But we got to grab rooms. We grab, you got a 2000, you had your 2005 schedule up earlier, Pearl, the same, like that November 20th date?
Well, no, it was either the 12th or the 26th, and I'm guessing the 26th is right after Thanksgiving, so I'm thinking if we're doing November, it would be the 12th.
Mm-hmm. Well, that wouldn't work, because that's going to be the Oklahoma-Nebraska game. That's going to be a home game that year.
The 12th?
Yeah.
You know the 05?
No, but it's the 13th this year in Oklahoma, so it's going to be the same the following year, so it'll be in Nebraska. So I know I won't be available that day, but you guys are you go at it.
That's probably why that date's still open.
I was joking about Alliance, but you know, that might be kind of fun in the summer.
I like the idea about the jet.
Yeah, that would be.
So Platt and Kearney are good places to go. Columbus, Norfolk.
Well, I mean, we could technically go on the road in November, too. November 20th.
In 05, that's...
It would be the 19th.
Or the mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be the 19th.
The so it's kind of iffy then.
Try to stay away from that is the more likelihood of
snow.
Bad weather for travel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, November 19th is... You figure it won't be snowing, but...
Okay, so what do we want to, we're sort of bogging down.
Well, which one's in August? Which in August, what was available?
Here, the 13th or, yeah.
The 27th.
13th or 27th.
I would say the 13th.
I thought you wanted to go elsewhere in August.
Well, then November then was the, unless we have November in Omaha.
Football game.
Oh, but people who are gonna have that as higher priority aren't gonna go to wherever a meeting might be anyway, right?
Right.
So it's better to go on the road in August?
Well, but we could do the 19th of November.
Okay.
You know, if we chose that, because the 12th is the Oklahoma game and the 26th, the weekend after Thanksgiving, so those probably aren't very good.
So November 19th, '05.
But where are you talking about?
Well, I was just, we could do it in Omaha, I suppose, or take it on the road, it depends, it's August. If we did,
Could be Omaha, because Lincoln, if we do February Lincoln, and then August, no, wait, we didn't get May.
May was Omaha, we thought, but it didn't have to be Omaha.
I just haven't come right now.
Yeah, we had decided that possibly,
May was bad for the road, because that's a graduation.
Graduations, you know, it just has gotten us into trouble over and over.
Right, especially in the smaller towns.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still a factor in schedules, and definitely a problem, but nothing like trying to get a hotel in the smaller towns that just don't have the facilities.
So if we went on the road in August, then November wouldn't be good in Lincoln, and we'd have to look at the 19th and maybe in Omaha.
Well, I could pursue, I mean, and our room in the other building, our conference room, can hold quite a few people. This time, I knew that both organizations were really encouraging all of their consumers, their members to attend, and, you know, so, and with workplace policies being the focus topic, you know, I knew that there would be quite a bit of interest in this one, and so frankly got nervous about the size of that room.
Right.
But normally, you know, holding 20 to 30 people is, we can definitely accommodate that in that room. We just have to put the chairs a certain way, but this time, I thought there could be more than that.
Right.
So.
So let's do the 19th then in the conference room, and then August we'll go somewhere. I mean, we're, goodness, I mean, we're talking planning a year in advance, I mean, we're.
But that's really great, it really is helpful in the long term, you know, in looking at the whole year, it is so helpful to have these board meetings set in place.
Yeah, so we could, because we probably, before we commit to some of these days, make sure they're not a conflict with Bill's schedule.
Oh.
But, you know, presumably that far out in advance, it's not gonna be a problem.
So would we be talking about May 14th in?
Omaha.
Omaha, because, or do we, I mean, because the dates that were there for this room were the 14th and the 28th, but if we're not going to be meeting here,
We could choose anyway.
We could also choose the 21st.
Yeah.
Did we fall away from the idea of having it on the first Saturday?
We do seem to have fallen away from that, haven't we?
And actually, May 14th does not work well for me.
I think part of the reasons we've fallen away from it is availability of rooms and that kind of thing, too.
Yeah.
Always doesn't fit in with each individual schedule either.
Yeah, that's true.
But like, it's February for this.
When's Memorial Day, is that the 23rd in 2005?
It'd be, you know, that 20, I think it would be.
Or is it the 30th?
25th.
The 30th, because 28th is a Saturday.
Yeah.
So the 30th would be.
Monday.
Evelyn out there knows it's her birthday.
That's right.
So if we did the 21st of May in Omaha?
Sure.
That works, I think.
And then what was it, August 14th? Somewhere.
It would be the 13th.
13th? And we just plan on August 13th, will be a road trip someplace. We can explore options, or somebody can explore options.
Do you have?
And then November 19th would be?
In the conference, or in the, yeah, the conference room at the center.
And I'll see if this room is available first as well, just in case things have changed since I got this. It's actually been a while now since I got those dates that I read to you.
Okay. So we have the 2005 tentative schedule, and we also would be attending the staff meeting in April, or at least a portion of it.
That'll be great.
Okay. We already talked about the, you know, combining the mission statement, job description materials that Bob and I had put together, and then we can get input from, you know, others of you to, you know, to put that together before November.
Madam Chairman?
So, yes.
When we first started talking about a mission statement for the board, I described to you an exercise that our staff did with a trained facilitator to work on it was basically a customer relations kind of exercise that we did, but we separated out our different customers and looked at the relationship with that entity or group or whatever, and talked about ways it could improve, or ways, you know, what's good now and so on. And one of the customers for the commission staff was the board. And I don't remember, I know I told you about that exercise. I don't know if I shared with you, you know, what we came up with from that, but
no.
I would be glad to do that. And I kind of saw that in the context of developing the mission statement, that even for you to do that same exercise might be a worthwhile thing to think about as a focus, you know, as part of what you're doing in the public meeting. But I can send that to you. And
yeah, that would, you know, that certainly makes sense to me. You know, whatever input we can get is helpful. Certainly welcome.
Okay.
Okay, so we can combine those things. We can, you know, get what you know, what Pearl sends us about that, and incorporate that into it, and then before the next meeting we can put that together. And now, do we want to make working with that our focus topic for the next meeting?
I don't think that'll take that much. I wouldn't think.
Well, we could have a short focus topic, that'd be all right.
Yeah, I mean,
we could do that customer thing, that relations thing that Pearl was talking about as the focus topic, you know, before we do our mission statement. We'll also have the, you know, the approval of the draft rule to do.
But hopefully that'll be a slam dunk.
I hope so. But we never know.
Well, it's going to be in Omaha, so if there's an Omaha staff person to do a focus group, that'd be... logical.
Perhaps you could meet the new program specialist of technology, and that person could talk a little bit about direction, and I don't know if we'll be what the time frame would be, but
We could do that. We focused on technology not a real long time ago, but like you say, there's going to be, you know, a new person in that position, so. And it's always a timely subject, that's for sure.
Madam Chair, this is Nancy Burrow.
Yes.
How about focusing on death claim services with Cheryl being in Omaha?
That's really a good idea.
Yeah,
we have not done that.
That would be a good idea.
Would that be acceptable?
Yeah, let's do that.
That's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Excuse me, Madam Chairman.
Yes.
I guess I'm not clear yet or didn't hear it. Now we're going to meet with all the staff in April in Columbus.
Yes.
Is that the plan? Okay. And we're not going to have a board meeting?
No.
That day, okay. Sounds good. And then what, in the afternoon or have we chosen?
The staff meeting doesn't start until the afternoon, so it has been chosen for us.
No, I mean, there's 3 days of it.
Yeah, we're going to do it the first day, the fifth.
The first afternoon, yeah.
Okay, I want to make sure I have that clear.
Okay, so we have, we've dealt with the focus topic. Another issue that we had discussed at the May 29th meeting, or the May 8th meeting, I mean, was training. And I did talk with Mr. Cordova about training possibilities. I also had put in a call to the Commission on the Hearing Impaired person, but I didn't ever hear back from her. But when I did talk with Mr. Cordova, he said that the Rehabilitation Services Administration is putting together right now a curriculum for training boards and commissions and rehabilitation, state rehabilitation councils. And that is supposed to be, the curriculum is supposed to be available in at the beginning of the next fiscal year. And some kind of training is supposed to be offered within the next fiscal year. So we're right on track as far as dealing with what our role is. And one of our responsibilities is to do whatever the relevant things are that the State Rehabilitation Council used to do. So that training would be relevant for us and would probably be closer to what we would be looking for than whatever it is that the Commission for the Deaf might be doing. I did talk to someone over there and they said that they really hadn't had any nuts and bolts type training for a long time. And so even though I haven't really heard that from the director's mouth or whatever, they said that they really, really hadn't been doing that. And so, and I don't know whether whatever they would be doing would be relevant to us either. And then we did get that, the message that Pearl sent out about the Independent Living Council. They were having some training opportunities. Again, I think that what the RSA is talking about with respect to state rehab councils and commission boards is probably the most relevant to what we're wanting to do.
So where will they be offering that training?
He didn't know. He said that they have talked about them being regional or in the various states, and his guess is that they will be regional because of personnel and cost and, you know, and all of those kinds of things. So that's probably what will be happening.
Kansas City?
Possibly.
I don't know.
We'll know next year once I get it.
Yeah. And they will let us know because,
that'd
you know,
be nice.
That would be a good thing. Okay, we had talked about, you know, briefly about the lunch options for future meetings, and we had, you know, sent a few messages around talking about, you know, trying to make sure that we include everybody some way or another. you know, today was wonderful. Absolutely delicious lunch, and, you know, again, I want to thank Fatosh and the center staff and students for really a wonderful lunch. It was delicious, and we really appreciate it, and appreciate the fact that it was served in such a way that we could continue to meet. We have talked about where we're meeting has a restaurant type facility, trying to at least make available to people what the cost would be, so that, you know, they'd know if they were coming, that's kind of what they'd need to plan on spending or whatever. If we're doing some kind of in-house, within the meeting kind of thing, trying to make sure that there is some kind of option for people. Either we put out in the notice, bring a brown bag if you want to, full of something to eat if you want to participate in it. You know, if you want to stay in the meeting room, or there are some restaurants in the area, or that kind of thing. I don't know. Does anybody have?
Yeah, my thoughts on that are, you know, a couple things. One is, it seems to me like we ought to, you know, since generally I don't think we've ever been done before lunch, so we're always working through lunch, that it would seem like that ought to be, catered in. I mean, you know, then brown bag, you know, and there's different sandwich places or something. But, and it also seems that, you know, I mean, basically as commissioners, we're volunteers, and I don't think it's a big expense, but, and I know sometimes the commission has paid for lunch and sometimes we've paid, but I don't know, I think it's appropriate that the commission pays for our lunch, since the only reason we're there is commission business, working through lunch. And as far as, you know, organizing the people that come to the meetings lunch, I don't know how much responsibility that of ours that is. I mean, we could encourage them to bring bags. I mean, obviously, if we're going to have it at a hotel where there's going to be food, then that makes it easy. But as far as for us trying to arrange everybody that come, because we don't, first of all, we don't know who's coming. I think just as a distraction, I don't know, it doesn't take all that long, but I'll bet when we organize lunch, a lot of times it takes, you know, 15, 20 minutes of our time. And I think we ought to have it arranged in advance and have the food either delivered, or if someone could pick it up, that we have it figured out in advance, and it's going to come in at 12 o'clock, and we basically don't, you know, eat while we're, you know, we don't stop and have a formal lunch. I mean, we eat while we're doing our business, and that we just don't, I don't think we need to worry about the people that come, you know, providing for their lunch. I think it just distracts and bogs down our meetings. But anyway, that's what my thought on the matter.
Well, you know, my thought is that if we are going to be meeting and eating lunch at the same time, that the people who come deserve to know that that's what we're doing, and I think we need to. I think it doesn't really take a lot of time for us to, once the arrangements have been made, to let people know this is what we're doing. You know, this will be, you know, the meeting will be going during lunch, and either saying you're on your own, it'll be provided, or whatever the deal is, let people know that, so that we don't have people who get to a place, which has happened at least once, where, you know, people have tried to order something and couldn't, didn't want to leave because they wanted to be there for whatever we were discussing, and didn't want to go hungry either. Right. And so I think we ought to be mindful of that. I guess, you know, to me, anything we can do that encourages people to come and participate is a good thing for us to do.
Madam Chairman?
Sure.
I do think it's a very good idea to do the lunch arrangements for the board and specific staff ahead of time, and just to get that in place and going each time. And that'll be easier to do in the future than it has been. So we can do that, and I'm thinking that
in the public notice, it would be good to have a statement to the effect that the board does continue to meet through the lunch hour. We'll work on the wording, but so that, the really awkward thing is when the board is deciding which kind of sandwich they want in front of the whole public that are there, and sorry, nobody else can order. It's very awkward, and I'm sorry that's the way it has happened, but I've not quite known how to do it, you know, but I think this might be a good solution, and just making sure that in the notice it's clear, it's not gonna, there won't be a break for lunch, so even if we were close to hotel, or in a hotel, or close to restaurants, that still means the individuals would need to leave the meeting and the important discussion that they came there for and miss out. So we'll figure out some way to put that into the notice itself.
Well, like at Sioux City, I mean, it wasn't hard to, you know, since we were having it and they brought the food in, and that worked out well.
For those that were
For us it did.
On the list.
But for people